Hi, this is Romil and Mimansha for Auroville Radio, celebrating the theme of Litter-Free Auroville. We contacted our beloved Eco-Service Unit to share with us some facts and figures about the current situation and future aspirations of the unit. We thank Palani and Kali to have given time to speak to the radio and for having done a splendid job in transforming thrash into cool and trendy, which everyone today is talking about. So let's listen what they have to share with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Palani and I have been taking care of the Eco-Service since January 16. And over the last year and some months, a lot of changes has happened. We went from 155 pickup points to 310 pickup points. We last year collected 98 tons of waste in Auroville. We have about 10 non-Aurovillian pickup points, and we welcome anyone that wants to segregate and consciously deal with their waste, whether they're Aurovillian or non-Aurovillian, because this is for Auroville, but it is also for the planet. So we cannot minimize it to just a tiny circle. People of goodwill are always welcome.
And Palani, I would also want to ask you, because we were discussing earlier, if you can speak a little bit about the Kotakarai cleanup project that Eco-Service initiated, or how it came about.
That initiated is taken through that Aurelio and Bobby was started and to motivated to clean that area in Kotakarai side, and Mark was helping him to support to start that cleaning. So they are asking about Eco-Service, what we need to do, and the gloves and bags and all. So I was saying, okay, I will support it. So I will not charge, I will at least take it, all the things, it will be free. They are really happy. We was not planned. They was planned only for 90 people. And the end on Saturday was started 9 to 12, they were planned. Immediately all the company was supported. 250 people was start action. We got 2.4 ton, like 2,400 kilo of waste we collected in half a day in Kotakarai area. It will be big support also for Auroville. These people are start cleaning and all. Now already they're starting Auroville other site, I mean other schools and other like town hall, they are requesting, and future school now requesting to cleaning things. So we are supporting them to start. So this is also big support for Auroville. Eco-Service is a big things, like people already talking Eco-Service doing very better way. It's not only Eco-Service, it's also part of Aurovillians or our workers who are supported. That's why we are running better Eco-Service. This credit goes to all the Aurovillians and workers, not only to Eco-Service.
I would like to just put a little point if I can. The way we support these actions is we're already overloaded in our daily routine. The way we can support these actions is by supplying bags, by giving the vehicle, by not charging the waste coming in, because it costs us. Because after the waste coming in, the ladies need to segregate. We have a daily wage for the lady. So on a financial level, it weighs on us. But this is our support of the good, our support for all the goodwill which makes this action manifest. So this is really, it only really happens because of other people's initiation, and we support them and we help them go through it. But we cannot initiate because we are already over our head with our daily routine. But so whenever there is an action like this, we're always very happy to support. So obviously it's in collaboration with the Eco-Service, but our lady doesn't go pick up. So we just really support them on in accepting all their waste, because when we have an extra 2.5 tons coming in, it means that for that many days the regular waste is not sorted. Just for it to be very clear on how we support these actions.
No, you're very right. There are many things which go unstated. And like, for example, as you rightly said, you have 2.4 tons waste collected on a single day, but the regular waste is not getting less. It's going to be coming the same amount. And but I want to definitely add that in this final year, last year, since you guys have taken charge, there's a different change of energy. I suppose the whole conversation about waste has become more conscious. People, it's become more trendy in a way, and I think that's the way to go. When it's no more yuck, and it's something, it can become useful, that changed the whole paradigm.
There's a very interesting way of looking at it, yeah? When you buy a knife, there's a chain in waste for me. There's the producer that produces the waste. It can be in a household, but if you go backwards, it's the company, the way they pack their items, yeah? So they may not, some may be more attentive on the package, on whether it's recyclable or not, but a lot is not, let's be frank. Then comes the choice of the individual on whether he chooses a material of the package which is recyclable or not. So I'm just trying to cut it into slices. There's the manufacturer, there's the buyer, there's the choice of the buyer, because there will be the two products, the same product, packed in different ways. So it is up to the buyer to say, I am conscious, I will not buy this packaging because it is not recyclable, but I will buy this one, which doesn't look so shiny, not so attractive, but the final product is the same. So it is, I really put it also on the buyer. It is in the buyer's hand. Then you buy it and you throw it in your bin. And your job is over. You've bought it, you consumed it, you throw it in the bin. But that's not the final stage of that plastic or paper. There's a whole life after that bin. You know? It comes to the eco-service, it gets sorted out, it gets packed, it gets weighed, it gets sold. So that's second life. And then there's a third life, which is our section, is when we send it to the buyer, that same product has another third life, which gets melted, gets recycled into another product. And that product goes back to the individual. So what I'm just trying to do here is just trying to open up and look at the item in its globality. It is not you buy something, you throw it in the bin, and it's over. But that's the philosophy of life. You can take it on all levels. You can take it on death, you can take it on dreams, you can take it on. So it's just a question of being responsible. And I must say that there is, like you say very rightly, a change which has happened. I think, Palini, you feel the same. In the last year, people are more concerned, people are more attentive.
Yes, comparing to last year and this year, they are more conscious. And I see most of the waste now coming more clean. The previously was very bad to receive that waste also, the way that they put it together. And now we also going to that mini community to see that a given class for how to segregate. So that also we are doing, and we are getting better now. But still we are working on it. We are not to finish on the end. The last minute also we will start working for that thing. So we thanks all the community, that what I can say, like all the supporting from the community to segregate properly. So they do more better than after this, they listen our voice. I hope they will get more clean waste.
Can we give a few tips on what helps us when they do? Which is, we try to put it in the news, but I really, there's few things that makes it different when the waste comes here. Because we talk about 98 tons that's come in last year, in 2016. Out of that, we have a lot of landfill, 25% of landfill. To reduce the landfill, to be able to recycle to the max, we really request the Orwellian, the guests, the humans, to rinse their plastic bags, because when a plastic bag is rinsed, we can recycle it. When it's smelly and stinky and dirty, it goes into the landfill. And it takes 500 years to decompose. So point, please clean your plastic bags. If you can cut the label off, when you buy milk or when you buy cheese, there's the top section where there's a piece of paper inside. It takes 2 seconds. Cut it, take the paper out. Because when we have 2,000 papers, the amas cannot cut them. And that, because it makes paper and plastic, cannot be recycled. So they are very simple facts that really does help the chain of recycling. Empty your jars, give them a rinse. Please do not send us jars filled with curd, which is fermented. That's it. There's just about 3-4 points that does make a huge impact on our daily life.
One more suggestion for that, that stall, shop owners, they supposed not to buy that chips packets like Lay's and all. Those plastic, it's not possible to recycle. So we don't know what to do with this. There's no dealer for that. It big help to stop buying. The people will not buy from that shop, you know. So we cannot go through all the shop, but at least we can request our Orwellians, Orwell shops, not to get that chips packet or that Lay's and all. That silver coated plastic. This is we need to be more conscious of this plastics. That's I'm requesting all the Portos and PTDC, Hearst and other shops. That's what my request to the people.
So on this point, I just would like to inform that we work quite closely with PTDC, which is one of the points that try to select the product as consciously as possible. So yesterday I went with one of the people explaining them which plastic is recyclable and which is not. It is very easy to say please do the right selection of items, but if you do not know what is the right selection of items, how are you supposed to choose the right one? So in just two words, you crunch it and blunch it. When a plastic goes, it's bad. When a plastic is soft and is supple and clear, it's good. Very simple.
I think it's something people are completely unaware. And as you can see, more and more packaging is coming with the silver foil. And you're saying it is absolutely not manageable.
So far, we don't. We have a godown full. Anybody is welcome to come and see the shiny plastic. And if they have any idea, they're welcome and we're happily going to embrace the idea.
Yes.
And like earlier you were saying, to stop the overflow, first we have to go check the demand. If we check our demand, we can definitely, you know, stop the supply. And from last year when you were segregating 60 categories, I think you have now come up to 82 categories. So that itself is showing how much detailing and how much care is going into this work. So even the segregation point in each community needs to be raised a little bit from the 5-barrel system.
I think no need. Already some of the communities went to increased 13 to 14 segregated. Minimum we ask 6, maximum they can do. Many communities went to like nearly 10 categories. They are already improving. This is enough. That's all the help from what they're doing. It's all big help. So we can't ask them to put more energy in, but If they are willing to do, we are happy, welcome them.
And just as a reference, because there are many aspects people are not completely aware, if we compare eco service to the municipality of anywhere around, like Pondicherry or Viluppuram or XYZ, can you give like a comparison? How are we doing something different and what are the numbers? Like, for example, 25% of our waste is going in landfill. Do we know how much is...
But I would like to just, if I can, out of the 25%, there are organic matters. Brooms, baskets, leaves, because people send us all kinds of stuff. The amount of brooms we get, they could put them in their compost. Another thing, the bread paper from the bakery. Please do not send it to the eco-service. Put it under a tree. Put it in your compost. It decomposes very fast. Because then we have to segregate that and we send it to the farm. So that's another request. On the landfill, we do not burn the plastic. We do not burn our landfill. That is one thing we're very keen, Palani and I, to take all measurements for the landfill not to burn, which is one of the main difference in between the Pondicherry or the Viluppuram or the Tindivanam municipality. So if on the 25%, I think about 12% is organic matter. So then you're already reducing it. When I say 25%, it's 25% going into the pit. But everything that goes to the pit is not all pollutant. We are very lucky not to deal with organic matter such as food waste. And I think that is the main difference in between us and all the other places. Because that allows us to segregate more in detail. Because if there was food and everything mixed in our waste, we couldn't segregate in all these categories because they would all have to go to the landfill. So I think that is the biggest difference in between what happens outside and our dealing. Am I right?
Yes. And also one more thing I wanted to add it actually. The people always are thinking when they're coming from outside to people to learn about how to segregate and Auroville, they're doing very better and way. Why we can't do? They mainly they said the people are not educated, that's the reason we can't segregate. But I am totally opposite. I am not agree with that. Which all the Aurovillians here, the worker like 6,000 people are working means like half of them uneducated. I can say like a household, ammas and all. I can't say like everybody educated. But those people, they are working better than educated people. So the way we say how to do and explain, they do better than us. So that's what I was feeling. People always say they are not educated, they throw the village, they don't know, they didn't understand. Whenever we say they not understand, they put all together. But it's not true. That means we are not given proper class to them. That's what I can say. That is the only one that failed of that system in other Pondicherry or other municipality. They are not proper given class. That's what I can say from Auroville side.
Very good. They don't understand the consequence. Because let's be realistic. At the end of the day, who takes the waste from the household to the common spot of the community? It's the ladies which are working at home. It's not the educated people. It's the ammas. But because I take the time to explain to my amma, this is how it goes. One time, two time, three time. That she learns and she does it. So everybody can do it. So it's not the amma, even if you take Chennai for instance. It's the family household, the family who hires the amma that has to take responsibility in teaching the amma the correct way.
That's the only one will solve this problem to clean our world. So don't blame uneducated or educated. I can't accept this thing, this word.
it's really by conviction that we're doing this, and the eco-service right now is totally self-supportive. And I would like people to understand that it's not big money, because jars, broken glass, for instance, we sell 1.50 rupee a kilo. So it's, you know, it's like, because we're really into it, that you take the time to break it, to segregate it, to pick it up, to store it for 1.50 rupee a kilo. So it just, for people to understand, it's not like, oh yeah, it's easy, you know, they're just selling stuff like this, because some people think that resale value is really high, and just the notion of understanding that there's a lot of work that happens here for a much bigger picture than the financial aspect, actually.
Our aim is not making money. Our aim has to be segregated properly and to give and take things. Like paper, like a KD will say, like, you know, one bag will buy 30 rupees and that kilo will come, old bag will come 30, 35. It's almost a free, but we're charging for them, you know, 1.25 rupee. So like 1 kilo, like, you know, it's at least covering that bag cost. People thinking we are selling. This is all not like, our mind is not selling. We can't give a free, and we are making like something to creating some other part of this waste. So that is our aim, is to recycling, not to get like burning or not to put it in the landfill. All kind of waste, it's easy to make a recycling. So we have to do, we have to give effort to do that. That's the only what, that one, what we are doing in Eco Service. We are doing our more best work for our good.
Also, like schools invited into Eco Service to have
Yeah, that's another aspect. More and more this year, huh? It's become like part of the program thing, Eco Service is in fashion. Sometimes it's a bit much, that I'm sorry to say. It's like, it's very nice, there's so many university students, there's college students, kids students, on that level it's great. But now it's all the outreach, all the travel agents that start including Oroville tours, and they end up doing Eco Service. So soon, we're welcoming everyone, but we might have somebody just for the PR, you know, required. No, it's sometimes it's like, okay.
One way I'm really happy also to see many people are at least heard about the Eco Service, they are coming to visit this place. That said, I'm really happy. But I don't want to make it like tourist this thing, but if they are coming here to learn something, I'm really happy. So at least one way I'm thinking, like, they're at least observe about Eco Service. So they're coming here to see. If they're taking all the our goodwill things to develop their own village or own city, we are really appreciated.
Wow.
We really thanks to help them also.
And you see in future working more with the bioregion also? Is that part of any plan, or if that happens, great, and that's not in the scope?
Good question, actually. That's a problem us. We are small team, and this depending of the funding, it's people always thinking like we are recycling means a lot of money. It's not true, but it's depending of the money which is having to start with that. We are really happy to work, but it will take few years. I can't immediately I can say I can do this, but now trying to work in Oroville, and also like a small people are outside of Oroville, they are who's staying and working with us as like non-Oroville, we'll say. That's also many. Now there are already other two was added from last week. It is good. We are improving ourselves a little bit out of a border. It will take other year. We can't say now that immediately I can work to that bioregion. I cannot promise. But I can't say I can't do. It will take time to do.
So it is somewhere in the larger picture.
Yeah, larger picture, yes.
Part of the ambition somewhere. Yeah.
It's totally two different section, like Oroville is our own way we are thinking, we are doing. If I go to that outreach thing, there will be other political things there, and there will be Panjati leader and so many other things. It will all need to be collaborate together, then only it will work. We can't go into the village, we can start immediately doing cleaning. It's not possible to do. It's practically
how I see it is that they would do the segregation and we would help them with advice, with organization, with finding the buyers to buy their recycled. It doesn't mean that our people will go clean, but I see it more as a network, and that we could be
Consultants.
Yes, like consultant, like Jillian is doing Kulapalyam side. When she needs help, we just linked her with the buyer. She needs to form the Amas, she can come here. So more like a web, but we can't do the whole area, but we can definitely help each other. This is how I...
We can help each other. Like, they came here, I gave a class for 1 hour for Kulapalyam Amas, who's cleaning there. So they understand how to do or not. So we have a link with people. It's very hard. We can't take over in the village. That's not possible. So we need a collaboration with the Panchayat people. It is totally in the village connected to the government thing. So very hard to go and take immediately, to take over, to do something. So we need to collaboration. If they want to, willing to do, we can full and full support. 100% I can support. I'm helping them to start creating a new system of eco-service.
I don't think we should do it for them. They should do it, and we will help them.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's, but yeah. I totally agree with you. I'm just confirming it in exactly that. They want to do it, but if you go and feed the person all the time, they don't... It's not the right way.
They doesn't know what exactly. When we feed them, they don't feel it, what it is. When they start wanting to do something, they want to clean, they can create a team. We will do. We will support them. That's what I think.
I want to tell the Orwellians that before going and buying new items, they could actually come and see if, you know, we have something here. Like the other day, it was so cool, Jean-Marc. His washing machine broke down. He needed one little spare thing. He went all around Pondi. He couldn't find it. Then he came here. There was an old washing machine. And he dismantled it and used it. So, because, again, okay, I am very idealistic. Otherwise, you have to buy a new washing machine, the whole recycling. So many times, I don't know. There's always something that these little items that you need, that why recreate the cycle when they could just pass by, see if we have it. We may and we may not.
Yeah.
But that it just becomes in the mind of people to say, hey, let's go check if it's there. No? I know it's more work for us.
More work. That is,
but if this can become part of the process itself.
Yeah.
Before just...
But I don't know, like even, you know, you need some kambi, you don't need 3-4 pieces of kambi. Or you need whatever, there's always some stuff, and better to reuse it than resell it, melt it, to redo new items, so they buy the new items. It's like, whing.
But already I think we have nearly 20 customers regularly coming here and to look around. They're taking, so to using that one for that small things. So they're already starting.
So one part is reusing our waste, but what about a list of waste items which cannot be processed or recycled and we are using on a daily basis unaware? Is there a list?
Tetra Pak. Buy PET bottle instead of Tetra Pak. It's like the pest or the cholera, but it's like at least PET bottles we can recycle. Tetra Pak right now in this part of the world, around Orville?
Tamil Nadu. We don't have a recycling.
So Tetra Pak is a milk Tetra Paks.
Yes, please, milk Tetra Paks. Forget it. Please. No milk Tetra Paks. The juice Tetra Paks. If you can choose a bottle juice, it's better to take a bottle juice. In your selection of all items, like I mentioned before, even if it's turmeric, there's the shiny turmeric in a shiny material, which is many layered plastic, foil, sometimes different layers. And then there might be a turmeric in a clear plastic. Take the clear plastic. So it's just...
Pet food.
pet food, oh my God, pet food. Let's not go there. Because actually, all the pedigree, all the whiskers, all those cannot be recycled. So I have put incredible pressure in with hers, trying to ask them to have a barrel and that people could come and weigh the amount of pet bottle, pet food they wanted, but the supplier, it didn't work. I mean, I was there for like a month and a half on their case, on, I didn't succeed. But unless, I don't know the alternative, unless you want to cook your own. Can you think of anything else? Right now I can't think.
Yeah, that the Lay's packet, biscuit packets.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits.
Biscuit packets, Lay's packet,
chocolate,
chocolate paper.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, all the silver-coated plastics, especially very thin, it's not possible to recycle. So we have a huge amount we have stored. People are not ready to recycle. I mean, we don't have mission, but they have a somewhere in India, very hard to transport these things. It's also not very close by in Oregon.
Ultimately, just select your product with the least packaging. There are some biscuits where each an individual biscuit is packed. Then it's packed in another package. Then it's packaged in the cardboard. There's so many plastic there. Just to try to make an effort in the way you select items with the least packaging possible.
So how are you looking at the coming year? What is the plan for EcoService, or what can we expect as new campaigns or new ideas?
I mean, I have an idea, but we're still talking still, but we got not a final. We're planning to buy one of the plastic recycling machine, like pallet, it's making with pallets. So we trying that one, how we going to work it out, and we plan here all the road waste plastic, which is not buyer more. So we trying to do here, and we do something better. So our aim this year, I hope it will work.
Yeah, to find a machine that can convert the road waste, what we call road waste, because you and I know what road waste is, but everybody doesn't know, is the carry bags,
very thin carry
bags.
Thin carry bags,
which supposedly I heard is banned in some parts of India, but seems to be manifesting in big quantities still, I would like to just bring in another angle, is our storage space. Because we have so much, it takes a lot of storage. So we want to find a machine that all will shred it, or will convert it with heat to pellets. So the space is...
Pellet will get more valid and people will buy easily. But this one, it's take more space. Like we have nearly 1 ton, it's almost big.
More than one ton.
But it's take a lot of space. And we are storing so many time, like I'm almost more than 6-7 months. It's too much. So that's...
The good thing is that after storing, since we've come, because I'm radical in not throwing plastic in the landfill, we say, we're going to find somebody who's going to recycle. So we, with that faith, we're storing and storing and storing. And very happily, about 10 to 2 weeks ago, we sold about 70 huge bags, which was nearly a ton, of one of these plastic that I've been storing. So that was really rewarding, no? But in that, there are still many categories of storing.
This is a very difficult position for us, you know, all the Lay's packets and mushroom. That's also, we have to say that mushroom packet is a more important.
But the blue mushroom packets are recycled. The green mushroom packets are non-recyclable because they have PVC base and nobody wants them. So... Again, we have sacks. And when I talk about a sack, it's not a rice sack. I'm talking sacks which are 1 meter wide by two and a half meter height. So when I talk about sacks, it's that size. It's not tiny sacks.
We have that Tetra Pak also, which is storing. So I hope this year, this will be great year for us. We try our best to reduce our plastic and better into Oroville and to India, other world.
I would, you know what I would really like to see for this year? I would really like to see a closer work between HERS and EcoService, New Portus and EcoService, and Old Portus and EcoService. That is what I wish for this year.
We wish Oroville EcoService all the best for the coming year and hope as a community we can become more conscious towards the waste we produce. You can like the EcoService page on Facebook, search for EcoService with a capital E, and also can email them on ecoservice@oroville.org.in. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Oroville.